Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Eat, Drink, HTX is back for its fifth year. From February 15th through the 28th, you can enjoy great food. And just like for Houston Restaurant Week, a portion of each meal is donated to the Houston Food Bank. Restaurants participating have brunch or lunch for just $15 and dinner for $25. Find all the participating restaurants and their menus at eatdrinkhtx.com. That's eatdrinkhtx.com.
Speaking of eating and drinking, Jonathan Kuminga was apparently told by the Warriors that he's taken too much food from the or somebody in his group is taking too much food
from the family room,
from the team. Yeah, it's in his family, from the team facility.
Yeah, so I guess at games or whatever, he had the family, friends of the family, or friends of the player's family.
Bro, who's
players,
embarrassing Jonathan?
They give them a spread, and apparently. Mm-hmm. His people are taking too much food.
Uncle Ray won't stop packing a plate.
Like, so keeping other people from getting
some
wings.
They can play for me.
If we had that. Now, speaking of the things that Lance is good at, It would be, okay, Todd would have to go, Lance.
I can make a plate.
Lance, you're taking way too much food from the facility.
Last time I was at Rockets, they got pretty good spreads at the Rockets. Now, when's the last time you were down and had media food,
I haven't
John?
Been there for years.
I hadn't either, and it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, underneath they have the Lexus Lounge?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've been down there. That food is
not,
really good.
Not Lexus Lounge, the media food. The media
food. Oh, I haven't done media
really
food
really good. Yeah, they do a good job.
The Lexus Lounge, though, if you're in there, the food is free there, too.
Well, it ain't free because somebody's paid for a ticket to get to the Lexus Lounge.
Well, whoever paid
things
for the
are
ticket
free for you.
For
yeah. Right.
Right. Right. I mean, technically you're right, technically, but yeah. So, Dell, if all the people that work for our company, who would be the Jonathan Kuminga,
or the Jonathan Kuminga family
no.
member?
No, yeah, not not that. Well, no, probably you. You have John Tyler. He eats like a wolf. No, Snacks would.
Snacks. I mean, come on.
So my refrigerator now. So Snacks yesterday had 6 eggs. 3 raw, 3 cooked. He had a steak and a half, and he had 2 high-protein yogurts. He's literally eating like he's got a bodybuilding championship coming up.
Well,
all he does is try to get to 200 grams of protein. I said, Sebastian, your body can process only a certain – I asked him what it's for. He goes, I want to get bigger. I'm like, all right, I mean, I get it, but you're not competing in jiu-jitsu right now. You're not in a bodybuilding championship. What are we doing? And I even told him, you don't work. You're killing me with these protein buys that I have to make. You got to stop.
And steaks, too.
Steaks. It's bananas. Like, I know. I just want to eat. Oh, Dad, there's 2 steaks in the refrigerator. Can I fry them up?
Boy. Guess what? That's all they do is
eat. No, he's just worse. He's not just eating. He's trying to pound nothing but protein. It's like like I'm telling you, he's trying to get to 200 grams of protein a day.
Well,
that's a ton. It's more than he weighs. What are you doing? You can only use a certain amount, and then your body turns it into gas. What are you doing, son?
Yeah. Who was the player that was taking food from? I saw somebody that was talking about the Kuminga thing. You mean Draymond Green punched a teammate in the face, and the Warriors did nothing about it? But Jonathan Kuminga, as a family member, taking too much food?
Well, he did get in trouble for that.
Yeah, kinda.
He did get in trouble.
Kinda.
Yeah.
And then he was just back
they
to
just
playing.
Well, wait a minute
they
now.
They can't stand Jonathan
Kuminga.
Hold up, Kuminga,
hold
though.
Up. They're not wrong. You got somebody piling on. Can you imagine how bad it is for them to go in, you don't see them the whole day, and then they just – it's got to be pretty bad probably for them to be saying something. It must be every game.
They don't like Jonathan Kuminga.
They're smearing Kuminga. That's all that is.
That's it.
He's already gone.
They did move him.
They traded.
So how did this story come out then?
I don't. I'm sure somebody within that building told a reporter about it. He's out the door now. Let's release all the things we don't like about Jonathan Kuminga. That's all this is.
But whoever his guy was, or the lady, or whoever, they had to be piling it on now.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well,
I mean, for it to be considered a thing, but they had to say something like, "Hey, we can't." Like, we had people who weren't even able to eat.
Didn't the Bengals have something with a player taking food? Yeah, the Bengals. I think they're Bengals.
I thought they were charging for like Gatorades. What was their issue?
Yeah, no. That somebody sounds said, more yeah,
Bengals.
They,
that
yeah.
sounds more Bengals.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have. They wouldn't even put them in. They wouldn't even give up. Yeah, you had to pay for your Gatorades. Yeah, but there was a player that was that. I know that they had some issue.
So I think Jonathan Joseph revealed when he first came here that they limited how much you could take home. So the Bengals had a number of Gatorades that you were allowed to take with you. Other NFL teams seem not to care. They just got Gatorade upon Gatorade upon Gatorade. But the Bengals let it be known, hey, at most you can take three home with you. I think that was what Jonathan Joseph told us.
So we haven't gotten to this yet, but KD last night was asked by a media member about the OGs. Well, he called them the old heads. And KD was calling them the OGs. His team is LeBron and a bunch of all the older players. And then there's a younger U.S. team, and then there's the world team. And here is the exchange with Kevin Durant last night about the old heads, he called them, and whether or not they would try to actually compete this year in the All-Star game.
You should ask the Europeans and the world team if they're going to compete. I mean, because look at Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic now. Let's go back and look at what they do at the All-Star game. Is that competition? So we haven't questioned what they've been doing, but we're going to question the old heads and Americans. But these two dudes out there, Luka and Jokic, they don't care about the game at all. Dudes be laying on the floor and shoot from half court. But you got to worry about the old heads playing hard. I can read between the lines, bro. And I just think a lot of times, I'm just saying that I can read between the lines. And it's not just about you. It's just an overall topic that everybody's just been talking about. You just happen to ask me that question.
I will say that. That's a fair point. Between the lines. Also, Victor, I think, has said he plans to play hard.
We'll see. Yeah.
Kevin.
He said that last year, too. It is.
Kevin wants things to stay the way they are. He's a guy who doesn't like change. He doesn't want you saying stuff about anything having to do with basketball. He doesn't like change. This is the way it is. We don't play hard. Y'all quit trying to rock the boat. Quit trying to say all this stuff. I read between the lines. We know what that means for Kevin to say that. Nick Wright said did you see that on
the Ringer? That's going around a lot.
And actually, I think we've already had this discussion before, but Nick said it, and you know, he said, I'm going to say something that is, I'm going to go there. Bill knew exactly what he was about to say, Bill Simmons. He said, the All-Star game needs to be whites versus blacks. I was like, oh, my God. He's like, they get Eastern Europeans, Cooper Flagg. As soon as he started with saying, we need Con Knipple to keep playing good basketball. Yeah. And so he's like, Con Knipple. And then he said, you know, for the first time, you actually have a game. He said, you could argue that this could be a pretty good game. And he said, it would have everyone's attention. He goes, I guarantee you everyone would play hard in that game.
You know what?
All it
I'm
takes
not
is
a big
one
Nick
side.
Wright guy, but no. Nick Wright is onto something here.
He's onto something. And all it takes is, in any All-Star game, regardless of composition, is one side to play hard because then the other side gets embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
So if one side plays hard in anything, then the other side has to continue playing hard because they don't want to get embarrassed.
Oh, no. If we make this racial, and absolutely.
Yeah, it's not just about the guys playing hard. The level of interest, because let's go back to boxing. Black boxer versus white boxer, Mexican boxer, those those get drawn across by racial lines. Yeah. People care quite a bit. No, I don't know this boxer. Never seen him fight. But is this black boxer fighting a Mexican boxer? You pick a side depending
Mexican
on race.
Mexican fighters are going to, yeah. No, that's true. That's the one sport, and it's got deep, deep roots back to Jack Johnson. But really back to, it goes back to Schmeling versus Joe Louis is where it really was really big. It was Nazi Germany. Schmeling and Louis actually became great friends. But, and Max Schmeling was not a Nazi. He was the exact opposite. But that's where it goes back to. And then you had the Great White Hope, and you have, yeah, boxing still has that racial component, probably a little less so in mixed martial arts. Pretty much you just, you like your fair fighters. Well, except for the African fighters that were really good. Everyone seemed to glom on. Like, that became a very racially, not polarizing, but people glommed on to when it was Ngannou and Stylebender and Usman. It was like a really, really big deal at the time. But in basketball?
No, honestly, that would absolutely
it would
catch those guys'
now,
interest.
Now, here's the question I got to have. Now, this is what I think only this show can tackle this, at least in the local market. You know, what do they, Dale, what do they call All-Star Weekend for? What's the cultural name for All-Star Weekend? Do you know? Do you remember? NBA All-Star Weekend. What's that culturally known as? You've heard it before.
I have.
John, do you remember?
Black Super Bowl.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, John. I should have immediately gone to you for the culture.
I wasn't actually listening to the question that I was trying to pick up on.
It's considered Black Super Bowl. It's called that. It's a known nickname. So if we do the white player versus black player, I'm assuming Turning Point USA is going to have a weekend. Right? So what I'm curious is, what is this weekend? You got to have a dueling weekend.
We're
going to
have an alternative halftime show.
You got to have an alternative weekend, an alternative halftime show, an alternative skills event, right? It's All-Star Weekend. Tell me, what is the Turning Point USA All-Star Weekend going to look like? I need to know what the alternative weekend is going to look like. You guys care to, I have never thought about it. It just came to me that we got to have an alternative weekend if we're going to have black player and a white player NBA All-Star game. We got to have an alternative All-Star weekend. It's not gonna work together. You can't do that. And there's going to be people coming
to... What sporting event will they be
playing on? Knipple? We got 2Ks. We're close. But what are we going
to
do?
But what sporting event will they be putting on to compete?
No, we're doing basketball. What are you talking about?
They're playing... Turning Point's playing basketball too?
Well, Turning Point's going to have a basketball celebrity game. Okay. Yes. Dean Cain is going to play.
So it'll just be whites on whites.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
But wouldn't they be thrilled?
That's our weekend.
Now, the NBA won't give them a setting at the... They won't give them a place at the Black Super Bowl at the NBA All-Star Game. But wouldn't they be thrilled with this scenario?
See, I look at Turning Point as more political than white. That's a white thing.
Well,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Outside of Nicki Minaj, who are the non-whites involved?
Well, I'm just saying, culturally, you got this and you got this. So, yeah, well, you can put whoever you want.
Do whatever.
Just putting Turning Point. It could be whoever. But I'm just saying they're more likely to do an alternate thing. But yeah, you can put anyone you want. I know Jake Paul is going to do a celebrity boxing event, something like that. This is why we're here, to kind of flesh this out. Musically, we're not doing Kid Rock. Musically, it could be anybody. Morgan Whalen is probably playing at that weekend.
I would think, right? I don't know that.
He's going to play.
Wow.
No, he's going to play.
Well, yeah. Didn't he have a...
Yeah, he's...
Well, he had a...
And it's Wallen. Yeah, he has said something in the past.
He said something.
Well, but it's fine. This is not about that. This is about good country music or rock.
Mm-hmm.
If we want, we could get somebody... I don't know if there's a new rock act that you want to throw out there. I'd be uncomfortable, but maybe Shaboozy does play. Our concert.
Oh, our concert?
Well, I mean, they're going to force
sides
on me.
Are you putting yourself in the Turning Point?
I like Con Knipple.
Wait, but he's...
I like Con Knipple.
But he'd be at the NBA All-Star game.
I don't like Cooper Flagg as much. I like Con Knipple. Well, we're there that weekend, Dell.
Are you part of Turning Point now?
No, but I have to watch on TV. I'm not allowed to. You have to watch your own thing. You have to watch your own weekend. So if we're doing closest to the hole, maybe we have a chip and putt contest. I don't know. Maybe we can't have Rory. Yeah, we can.
Why not?
He's European.
If he decided.
Rory McIlroy could be out there doing some kind of putting con. We could bring golfers out there. Guys from Rory could be there. We actually could put together a really great golf event. Think about that, John. Can you imagine the golfers we could get out there for our weekend?
Oh my God, we would crush. Would you exclude Tony Finau?
Yeah,
Tony Finau can't play.
But the white guys can play in the basketball game.
I saw him doing the Dougie and the Tiger Woods thing. He's out.
But white guys can play in the basketball
game. Tony Finau's not in. He's New Zealand anyway, I think.
But
no, Del, don't stay out of our thing.
Okay, fine.
Stay out of our All-Star weekend.
Is there a particular place you'd like me to drink to? What do you mean?
No, we're not going that far.
Oh, okay.
We're just doing competing All-Star games.
You just told me to stay out of your thing.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you think New England Patriot fans went to the Seattle fans Super Bowl parties? No.
Unlikely.
They didn't. Did the players go? No. Separate.
What? Huh.
But.
Equal?
But the same.
Oh, the same. Okay.
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 But equal. But separate for sure.
Got it.
New England, and you don't mix parties like, oh, the Cougars are in a national championship game against Florida. Let's go. Let's all the Cougars go to Florida's big championship party.
Understood.
Absolutely not. You would never do that. And the same thing for this All-Star weekend. We're trying to take this serious, Del.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? We got Con Knipple and Cooper Flagg. This is a really big deal for the culture. Oh, you know what else? You know who could come out there? All-Star game, Riley Moss and what's his name?
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean. They're in our All-Star basketball game. They're in our dunk contest.
Oh,
I guarantee you both guys can dunk.
But
our dunk contest, we got
the dunk champion. What are you talking about?
Is Max McClung at
Max
this one?
McClung. We get Mac McClung.
What?
Yes, we get Mac McClung in our dunk contest.
But not.
Ooh, our dunk contest is going to be lit.
Our.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got to make Cooper
Whitey.
Flagg. Cooper Flagg's got to be in it. We don't have a lot of choices.
You think he's going to say no to the
Our
NBA?
Our three-point shootout's going to be Reed Sheppard and Peyton Pritchard and Jerry O'Connell or whatever his name is.
Jerry O'Connell?
Well, not him. Not the actor. Not the actor. What's his name with the...
McConnell.
Not Mitch McConnell. I don't want him
TJ
McConnell.
Who's not a great three-point shooter.
Mitch McConnell in our celebrity game.
Peyton Pritchard.
He mentioned
him. He's for sure.
Is Caitlin Clark there?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark
Whether
is there?
Whether she wants to be or not, she's there. We're not making political statements. This is not a political thing.
It's just white.
This is not political thing.
What are you going to name it?
Man, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because if the All-Star game has the nickname of the Black Super Bowl.
Vanilla Thunder.
What would you call this one?
Well, I feel like anything I say could get me fired from NFL Network.
You think this entire segment won't be troublesome for you?
No. We're just coming up with...
This is comedy.
We're working off of...
None of this is serious,
everyone.
Well, it's
satire, but we are working off of what Nick Wright suggested.
Sure. Well, you think of a name, and maybe you'll have it before the end of the show.
All right.
Guys,
let's
if y'all
break.
Have a name...
We got
in,
time. We combine. We don't
Twitch,
break,
if you have a name...
Well, we got John Chill coming up at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, Lance has got to talk a little San Jack.
Yeah, San Jack. So I talked about what it means for you to change careers, and that's a big part of what San Jack is for people who are, you know, they're not 18, they're not 19, they're people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, I don't know, maybe even 60s. You want a new career? You want to step into a new life? San Jack is great for you with over 200 different associate degrees and certificates. But for young people looking to get started in college, but maybe you're not ready to go to a four-year college, or maybe you are ready, but you want to get these credits at a very favorable price. You don't want to take on the debt that goes with a four-year college. Maybe you don't have a scholarship waiting for you. You know they have financial aid at San Jack, so that's available for you. But you can also get 2 years, knock 2 years out of college, get your associate's degree, and then move on to a four-year college. Transfer those credits. You know, I think you'll find that a lot of these credits, if not all of them, will transfer over to a four-year college here in the state of Texas. And you're good to go. You've avoided 2 years of that big-time college debt that could have been stacked on your back like a big sack of bricks for the next 30 years as you try to pay that off. Let San Jack help you out. It's sanjack.edu. whether you're older, whether you're young, no matter what your lot in life is, you can change the direction of your life at sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I told you we would be giving away tickets to the fishing show all week, and I'm not a liar. So we're going to do that at 9:35. Caller 4 at 9:35 wants a pair of tickets to the 51st Annual Fishing Show, February 18th through the 22nd at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Everything for the fishermen. Lures, rods, reels, boats, and continuous clinics by expert fishermen that cover salt and fresh water, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, check out HoustonFishing.com. That's HoustonFishing.com. Caller 4 at 9:35 wants a pair of tickets. Now we got John Chill.
John Chill with us this morning here from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook, where, John, you got to get in now if you want to get to the, if you want to watch the NCAA tournament the first few days. It doesn't get any better. First couple weekends, actually. It's just awesome because there's game after game after game, and you love, I mean, it is so much fun to have a little something, wet your beak a little bit on the game that you're watching. And the place going crazy for both sides. It's just great fun. Just great fun. So go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com, and get your NCAA tournament spot at the DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to make a reservation, otherwise you're not going to get in. How was the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl was, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I know we talked Tuesday prior to that, and you just saw a bunch of Seattle money coming in, and then towards the end of the week, we saw New England come in a little bit, and then it jumped up to Seattle. What helped us, too, was a lot of people had the over on that game, and you knew that under was going to hit probably by after the first quarter. So we were a little worried about that, and then a lot of parlays and prop bets didn't come through. So as far as the book side, we didn't do as bad as I thought. You know, I thought it would be really lopsided earlier in the week. But
it really was.
Yeah, we made a comeback.
Yeah,
it was an interesting game. I mean, as far as a betting
perspective, it wasn't. There was nothing interesting about that game.
There's nothing.
The game sucked.
I almost fell asleep in the second half, which I never thought I'd ever do in a Super Bowl. But it was awful. It was a bad matchup as far as a Super Bowl. And the most interesting one, John, was Gatorade. So Saturday was +2 to 1 for yellow, and went down to -260. Probably about 2 hours prior, so it was interesting to see the yellow Gatorade make that change. So
well, they showed in the pregame. I thought they. I know that I saw yellow Gatorade being stirred up, which is why probably it got it did go it down. Did.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Do you guys got a circle around that? Don't you?
Yeah. We, as far as certain props and all that, we minimize the bets. You know, it's mainly for fun. It's not, you know, but yeah, there's definitely thresholds on
prop bets
that you can play.
Did you see that $24 million was bet on Mark Wahlberg being at the game?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Apparently, I mean, his daughter goes to Clemson. And apparently one of the fraternities there put out on the internet that she said, yeah, my dad is going. And $24 million was bet on Mark Wahlberg being at the game, and he didn't go. And she put out there on TikTok or somewhere, she said, you idiots, why do you listen to a fraternity that saying that he's going to be there, and y'all lost that much money at it?
Yeah, it's the power of Instagram and, you know, the prediction markets. There was a DiCaprio one out there, too, I thought, as well. There was something with him, but yeah. Crazy stuff that you can bet now. You can bet anything, and it's out there now as far as the Super Bowl. But, so overall, recap for it, you know, we got through it. I didn't think it would be as, you know, the interesting one was the MVP, you know, and I think I was thinking about in the third quarter, and there was a big run, and I said, he's going to get it then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it would have been interesting to see the kicker get the MVP.
Kicker or a defensive player, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys would have made out big time if there was a defensive player or the kicker.
Yeah, so that was interesting, but I figured in the fourth quarter it wasn't going to be the kicker. So,
no.
But other than that, the year's over. We got some odds up there for next year. Texans are at 20-1 right now to win it all. Some interesting ones. They still got the Patriots at the fourth favorite at 13-1. So yeah, odds are out there. If you
do not put any money on the Patriots, did you see their schedule?
No,
they're playing the first place schedule. They ain't getting. Can you bet them not making the playoffs?
You know, I was looking at that. Those usually will come out, I think, after the draft. But I'm with you on that. Yeah, I think that with their schedule and what they look like against good teams all year, I mean, you know, I think that might be a play that bet against them to even make the playoffs next year. I'm with you on that one, John.
I'm going to hit their under, whatever their under over number is. It's probably going to be around 9.5, 10.5, somewhere in there. I mean I don't know that they're going to hit their over next year with that first place schedule. We'll see. They do get the Jets and the Dolphins four times, so there is that. John Chill with us here. So you see in NBA action now? You see in college basketball? What fight? You got UFC? What's going on now?
Yeah, UFC's taking a day off. We're seeing some Olympic bets come in a little bit. Hockey starting up there for the Olympics. NBA, we're starting to see some future bets. Across the board, there's no one really they're heavy on right now. I think, you know, as we wind down the season here for the NBA, and it be honest, it's tough. I mean, this week was, you know, so many people sitting out and all that. So we get through the All-Star break, and I think it'll pick up then. But, definitely seeing that. UFC starts next week. We got the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and I was mentioning that's picking up. Golf play is definitely picking up. Scheffler's 2-1 to win it. I mean, you just almost got to take Scheffler. So we're seeing, you know, some golf bets come through this weekend, and then it'll definitely pick up after this weekend. College basketball, NBA. Once we get through here, and I think the Olympics kind of halted a little bit, but yeah, we got some hockey going on this weekend, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Oh well. Are you getting, what kind of Olympic play are you getting?
Just to go through the lines, like Canada's on right now. They're minus 2.5 goals, and then the United States play at, I think, 2:00 today, and they're minus 3.5 goals against Latvia. So that's how you pronounce it. So we'll
Latvia?
See. It'll be interesting.
Latvia.
That's it. So, but I'm just waiting for the Canada United States matchup, and let's see what happens there. It'll be interesting to see. I didn't realize that fighting is definitely not allowed compared to the prior matchup they had. So it'll see. Rumor is they're going to drop the gloves again and go at it.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be interesting to see
Our women kicked the Canadians' ass. 5-0, I think we won. Kicked their ass.
Yeah,
let's take care of Canada, okay? Canada's just our 51st state. Let's make sure – that they don't get too high and mighty. Oh yeah, hockey's their sport. Whatevs. We beat you 5-0. Women beat you 5-0. Okay.
Yeah.
So suck on that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else going on?
No, you mentioned, you know, March Madness is picking up here, and the conference championships the prior week. We are seeing the uptick in booking. So yeah, if you definitely hit it. To me, that Thursday, Friday is funner than the Super Bowl. So definitely make your reservations there. It's a blast down there, and it's a good time. So, but yeah, get your reservations early and get ready for March Madness here. And it's coming sooner than later.
That's right. It's going to be here soon. So make your reservation now. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. John, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
John Chill, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, with us every week right here, talking about what was bet, and they got a little bit of money back. I hate when the book loses, but Seattle was the play for most everybody until apparently late. They got some good money in. We are. Is this the penultimate segment, though?
Yeah.
Or
did you
combine? Yeah. You did. So I don't know. I don't know James Vanderbeek. I didn't watch that show. What was the show? What was he on?
He was on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. I never watched that show. I didn't know. Yeah, but apparently it was. He left a message for everybody, huh?
Well, he passes away at 48 years old. James Vanderbeek, of course, most famous for Dawson's Creek. If you were a CW kid like me, you certainly watched that show at the height of that network's popularity. He also was in a sports movie, Varsity Blues. He was in that show with Paul Walker, or that movie of Paul Walker, and then you had Billy Bob, the big offensive lineman. All three are dead. Paul Walker.
Yeah, Paul Walker got in an
Paul
accident,
Walker,
though,
James
right?
Vanderbeek, yes, and then Billy Bob, all deceased. Wow. The only one still left, I don't know what Wendell's up to, the running back, who John Voight's character, the head coach, was racist and wouldn't let him score touchdowns. Because like back then, I guess they were lean, stats meant more than film, I guess. So if the running back didn't have touchdowns, then maybe he wouldn't go to the college he wanted to. So John Voight did that. Also, Scott Kahn is still running around. He played the little receiver. He's been a long-time TV
actor.
I saw
Scott Kahn at a concert. It was Cypress Hill, House of Pain, and somebody named the Hooligans. And the Hooligans, we were at Unicorn Ballroom, and Scott Kahn was one of the rappers in the Hooligans. They were the opening set. Then some guy that was supposed to be our designated driver was stage diving and lost our keys. That wasn't the best night. Actually, it was a great night, but that part wasn't.
So, actor Ron Lester, he played Billy Bob. He died at 45. We know Paul Walker died young, and then James Vanderbeek doesn't even make it to 50.
It was rough, man.
Yeah,
there's something about that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. But they all died younger
you
than you would have thought.
Cancer is
it got to them.
Cancer so bad. No one ever tells you how.
Colorectal.
Yeah. 48 years old, passes away.
Yikes.
So he leaves six kids and a wife behind, so that's real tough. You know, they got, and you know, everyone's chiming in, talking about their stories, like his co-star from Dawson's Creek, Katie Holmes. I don't know how he became friends with Stacey Keibler. You might know her from WWE when she was a diva, but they were friends, and she showed she put out some words about him as well. So she was a friend of the family. So yeah, for me, it's one of those like, wow, I was growing up watching that guy mm-hmm. on TV, and now not even 50 years old, and he passes away.
Mm-hmm. That's sad. That is sad. What else? Anything else? We didn't play Hunter.
No, but if we're talking about things that we normally don't get to, did you see what the Pac-12's up to? They're not just flexing like game times. They're flexing opponents the final week of the season. Flex scheduling. So what they're going to do is they're going to play seven conference games, and then they have projected matchups already that, like, if things go the way they project, these will be the matchups. But they have the ability 6 days out to move the road opponent. The home team will stay the same. But the final week of the regular season will be considered a non-conference game. So they will move these teams around to find the best matchup that might help a team CFP case. So, you know, even though they're the Pac-12, they don't have Power 4 stuff because they don't really have Power 4 teams. So let's say Boise has a shot to make the CFP. They're going to move – they would move Boise – and have them play a game against the best opponent, that would help their resume.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
They'll do that. They would do it like the Sunday before. Hey, yeah, this game is here, but instead of the scheduled opponent, we'll put Boise there because it's a big matchup for our conference. And then also the conference title games will be at the top seeds, whatever the top seed who can – the top seeds place. So they're going to do – at least for the first year. So they're going to try to do anything they can to stay on the national radar late in the year.
So it's not a bad conference. You know, it's got Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, a lot of states.
There are teams that care about football in that conference, and that's why they put it together. So while they are not the old Pac-12 or even – but they're more Mountain West now. the best of the Mountain West is what they are.
Yeah,
from the good old days. Yeah,
and now the Mountain West is
got like whack teams in
South
it,
Dakota State or North Dakota State.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
So the Zags will be a basketball only member, but you'll have like you went through some of them. Texas State is in it, so that's the Texas tie. But yeah, so if you remember Mountain West football, the big name schools who played those games outside of like Utah and TCU from way back, they'll be in this conference.
And speaking of conferences, the Big 12 is going to have an LED floor for their tournament. It's for the tournament,
for
right?
For the women's and men's tournament, it'll be those glass floors.
Like U of H has.
U of H has a glass floor?
Well, they have the floors that can change.
The changes,
But is that just a light show, though?
That's what U of H does. They have a light show.
Is it the floor is an overhead projector?
No, the floor itself at the Big 12 will be able to. Like, for example, if a guy knocks down a three and the next time he comes down, he knocks down another one, they could, if they wanted to, do a.
He's on fire!
Do an NBA jam thing
if
they wanted to.
Like an NBA jam with a flame following him?
They could if they. I don't know if they will do that.
Dude,
but that's
I would
possible.
Watch that in an All Star game, maybe not a Big 12 tournament. That's a little.
So I don't know if they're going to do all of that, but it allows for that with that floor.
How about when you run, flames are following your feet wherever you are?
That's awesome.
That actually is kind of awesome. It's stupid, but it's awesome because I grew up playing NBA jams and, of course, also arch rivals where you could – is basically Isaiah Stewart where you could punch each other in the face.
Sure.
Speaking of Isaiah Stewart, 70. So as you mentioned, Dell, multiple-time offender – he gets a 7-game suspension and will lose over $700,000.
Wow. I thought he was going to get double digits because of all the other incidents.
Yeah, they could have. Well, he came off the bench. Like, they got to make it. It could have been 10 games. It really could have. And maybe if it had happened earlier in the year, it would have been. But at this stage, of the more than halfway through, they're probably not going to do that to a good team.
If you're someone who, you know, may be a little pragmatic – would you pull this off like right before the All-Star break? Would you pull what Jalen Duren did? You mush Diabate in the face so you don't have to play the game before the All-Star break and then the game coming out of the All-Star break to extend your vacation? Like a radio host would do when they plan their holidays around – well, they plan their breaks around holidays.
Pretty vacations. Good idea.
Like, we got a game right before and a game after. Let me get in a little something so I can go to Mallorca early.
Yeah, but that wasn't. Yeah, but the face mush. He would have had to make that. All that would have happened had to happen instantaneously because he didn't really start it. He just fouled a guy.
I know, but if you know what the type of punishment would be, would you just like, hey man, I would really like to get out of here a little earlier than others. Let me start something.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're the Pistons. You're fine. You can miss Duren for a game or two.
Well, he got four. They got four?
No, he got two. Diabate got four. Miles Bridges got four. Diabate got four. Isaiah Stewart got seven, and Duren got two.
Well, Isaiah Stewart got – I'm surprised. You're right. I'm surprised he didn't get 10. Yeah.
He tried to kill LeBron.
He's Isaiah Stewart. It's what he do.
He told us. Why am I here if I'm not – getting into stuff. He said it as he was walking back to the
That's why they brought me here. I'm their goon.
I've never heard another NBA player openly admit to I'm just a goon and that's why I'm here. But it's good to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
no,
gooning is not really the same as hockey. No. Not now. Not culturally.
You know what we haven't talked about at all is the tanking that's going on and how Utah...
It's a big deal being one or two.
They don't play any of their players in the fourth quarter.
No, being one or two is a really big deal right now.
In Utah.
Well, why? Because. Because
you're two. You got two game changers, potentially.
Well, the draft is supposed to be pretty good, but Utah has protections on their picks, so they have to fall in a certain spot to be able to pick in this draft. So they have to really kind of mess with things. They can't just. I don't think they can just flat out lose. They have to be able to. Because their protections land in certain spots. So, yeah. We know they've sat Jaren Jackson Jr. and Lauri Markkanen and others the entirety of a fourth quarter. One time, they lost. One time, Bryce Sensabaugh said, I don't care that you want to lose. I'm going to make shots, and he won. And they asked Will Hardy, their head coach, after the game about it, about whether he had any thought. How close was he to putting these guys back in? He goes, I'm not close. I was never close.
Not at all.
No, they were never coming back in the game.
Yeah, they were not coming back. And – Well, I mean, it's a big discussion now, but a lot of basketball people are like, this is it's ridiculous. It's getting to the point where it's so obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it's bothersome for people because they played. Like, we have become comfortable with tanking if they're not available. But to run them out there for three quarters, have a lead, and then decide, you know what, we're done here. That's getting the people.
Right.
Yeah, as it should. But I mean, but they have made it obviously. What else can the NBA do? I mean, well, you don't get you're not an automatic.
Well, no, they could do like who does it? Where you just that you go into the the NBA does it. They go into the hopper, right?
Yeah, but they've changed the odds to where the odds aren't as stacked as in your favor as they used to be.
Yeah, right. Huh. So I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that a lot of people are talking. I don't give a rat's ass what Utah does. If you want to know,
many people are talking about Utah.
Yeah, that's the only reason people are talking about Utah.
I know.
Is because because of how bad they're tanking. All right, we got a break, and we got news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. And so don't go anywhere. Right now, we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. My man John Clay Wolf is the best. John Clay Wolf is a guy who gives more. He has given people more money than they deserve. He gave me more money than I deserved for Frankie's car. It was ridiculous. And no one else was even close to giving me what John Clay Wolf did. I mean, he regretted it, don't get me wrong, after he saw how it really, really was. But, you know, that's on him. He's the one that gave me all that money. It's on him. It's on you, pal. Here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, the one place, and I keep saying this, that you have to go to because he sets the market. Setting the market is kind of a big deal. John Clay Wolf will give you what your car is worth to him. And then you take it to CarMax, you take it to your dealer, and you say, this is what I'm going to get over there. And if they can beat it, then you go back to John Clay Wolf and say, look, I've got a bona fide offer from CarMax. Can you want to beat it? And either he will or he won't. But you have got a way to set the market that, you know, you have to go to. Selling your car, one place you have to go, because John Clay Wolf will give you more. It's what his business plan is. I'm going to pay more for that car, sell it for less at auction, and make less, but do more volume. And that's what he does every time. GiveMeTheVin.com. You're selling your car, GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. So, this is hard because there's a guy, a world champion skydiver, 37 years old, plummeted to his death after his parachute failed to open. So, is this like the... Who was the guy that got stung by the eel
Crocodile Hunter, Steve
Crocodile
Irwin.
Hunter? I mean, if you skydive every day, isn't this bound to happen at some point? I mean, that's why I'm not skydiving.
Is it
I'm just
safer
not doing it.
To
why
be a
would
pilot?
I go somewhere where my parachute might not open and I'm going to fall 30,000 feet.
So I don't know the stats. Is it safer to skydive or fly a plane? Who dies more often?
Probably fly a plane is probably safer.
Because to your point, if you're a pilot and you fly for 30 years, what are the chances you die compared to a skydiver?
I think more skydiving.
Yeah, I don't know how many skydiving accidents there are per year. Like, if you're an expert skydiver and you're doing this every day, maybe you run one of those companies who gets you know, that dual skydiving thing where you're the person controlling it and this person, woo, let's have fun. If you do that every day.
Tandem jumps.
Tandem, there it is. If you're a tandem jumper, what's the likelihood of you dying in your life from skydiving?
Jump out of something that's 10, 15, 30,000 feet in the air. Why would you do that?
People love the thrill.
Yeah, the thrill. Why would you golf?
I'm not. You know how many people die golfing every year?
People who get struck by lightning or hit by line drives.
Hit by a golf ball in the face.
I hit my sister in the forehead with a golf ball when she was three.
My cousin got hit with a jart in the head.
Ooh, that's not great.
Running across the yard, we were playing jarts, and jarts. It stuck in his head.
So,
it was so funny.
It stuck in his head?
It stuck in
his
head. Yeah, like he
sharp
took about,
are your jarts?
About four more steps, and it was stuck in his head. It was so funny. God, we laughed.
Laughed.
No, it was great. Robert.
According to the Wisconsin Skydiving Center, now these stats are of 2023, there were 10 fatalities recorded out of approximately 3.65 million jumps in 2023. That translates to about 0.27 fatalities per 1,000 jumps.
So how would you like it if you're in a tandem jump and you know you're in the chute, something happened with it, you know you're going to die, and you're like, man, I paid extra to die.
Mm-hmm.
This sorry ass
and he can't
tandem
even open a
jumper is going to get me killed. I could have died on my own.
The fatality rate has decreased quite a bit since the 60s, where people were dying far more often. Now, it's very low. But yes, you are taking a risk.
This guy's a champion. A champion diver.
It's usually about the chute, right? You either loaded it wrong or... Yeah.
Something. Yeah, but how are you going to... Are you going to count on somebody putting that chute in?
I would do it myself.
Are you incompetent? F you.
I would do it myself.
No, that would be even worse.
No, if I'm a champion skydiver, I'm doing it myself. Not me, but if I'm a champion, I'm doing it myself.
A Florida man is going viral. He makes iguana tacos. Do you want an iguana taco?
I'll try it. No. I'd do it if it were in Mexico.
Is
I've had
free
bugs.
Range iguanas?
I've had bugs in Mexico, but I don't trust Florida.
Would I take...
Honestly, I trust Mexico City way more than Florida.
I don't know that I would eat a street iguana, but if it's an iguana farm and all they do is breed iguanas for
free
tacos...
Free range organic iguana?
Yeah.
They're called...
You can get that at Costco.
Oh, can I?
The nickname is Chicken of the Trees.
What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Trees.
Is iguana tastier than tuna?
That's a question. He says they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious.
Well, how's he preparing them? If you do anything in a certain way, it'll taste great.
If you take Crystal's or Frank's hot sauce and you marinate a gnat along with a little Worcestershire sauce and some probably...
And Tony's Sacheret's?
Yeah.
I like a hot honey rub.
It actually is going to taste pretty good.
I like a hot honey dry rub on my iguana tacos.
Yeah. And you can get a variety of flavors. There's an adobo rub you can have. I sometimes use a chimichurri.
I don't know the brand. I'm loving my hot honey rub. It goes on all the chicken. If iguana was up on the menu, put it on there too. Can't see how it would taste bad.
I've had bugs before in Mexico City at a really expensive restaurant.
I have bugs all the time.
What do you mean?
Crawfish.
Oh, mud bugs.
Well, that's what
they are. I'm talking about proper bugs.
Basically. What was it? Which stadium has bugs that you can eat? In Seattle?
Sure, it's some West Coast place. I think it's Seattle.
No, it's Seattle. Yeah, Seattle has it.
Yeah, they have
crickets. Or is it the... It could be the Padres.
What, don't they have crickets they eat?
Yes.
This is the Julie Morales question.
Yeah,
I've had it before. It's not the crickets aren't that bad. And there's also ants that you can get that taste like lemon. Lemongrass.
Ants?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm good. I'll eat mud bugs. But
they
I'm drawing the
You'll
line
drink
right
milk
there.
From a cow's teat.
Right.
But, I got to draw the line here. Bring that cow over here.
You think he's taking it from the source?
Yeah, straight from the teat.
Right.
The Mariners sell toasted chili lime seasoned grasshoppers.
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes is next right here on ESPN.
This show is not going to be anywhere as good as this one was.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll have.
We figured out a white versus black all-star weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll have a turning point basketball weekend like you did.
Well, you'll probably talk about the newest anime character from whatever.
No, we will pay proper tribute to one of the greats, James Vanderbeek.
All right.
A clip from Varsity Blues that shows you he's on our side, not yours.
What's that your side mean?
He got Wendell that touchdown when John Voight was trying to keep Wendell from scoring.
Wait, your side? I'm on John Voight's side?
Oh, yeah. considering your weekend you tried to develop.
No, I'm just, it's not me that started it.
Well, you notice I stayed strangely quiet during that segment.
Yeah, that just didn't make any sense for you to be
that
quiet.
I'm out on your Turning Point weekend.